Hello and welcome to the 23rd episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. I run poppapa.com, that's poppapa.com, the website that hosts this podcast, as well as my daily photo diaries, where I kind of reflect on the day using photos that I took and writing a little bit of a journal entry kind of a thing. I've also been trying to make more original content. I mentioned this last episode, but I wrote a list about the great new Mickey Mouse cartoons that you can see on Disney Channel. And I'm thinking of a new list right now because a friend of mine just told me that he's having a baby. And I'm really excited. It's their first one. And so I'm trying to think of all the things that I've talked about on here on the podcast that have received the Pop Papa seal of approval and other things that I've talked about on the website. To kind of put a list together for, like, expectant parents, some things they should get. But before I get into that, and there's a few things that I've got kind of on my mind that I'm going to do in a list. But there's one thing that I realized, it's the simplest thing in the world. It's not even the Pop Papa seal of approval because it's not necessarily a product I bought. But when I was a kid, we had a dog named Rusty. And Rusty passed away when I was in 8th grade. And for a long time, you know, her leash still hung where it always hung. And there was a spare leash hook. So, gosh, it's almost shaped like a lowercase g, and you pull the thing down and it opens up, and then you hook that on to their collar so you can take them out for a walk. Well, forever ago, in high school or something, I put that on my keys, and I've had it as a keychain ever since. And I never really realized until I became a dad how useful that thing is, because what I do is when we go grocery shopping or if I take her out somewhere, it can be tricky having your keys in your pocket, and everybody pretty much has the auto lock and unlock buttons now. I know when I have something on my car that it's pretty universal by then because I usually drive older cars. So everybody kind of has that. When you've got a kid, you're going running in errands and all this stuff, it can be tricky keeping your keys where you can get them. If you put them in your right pocket and you happen to be right-hand dominant, I always carry her in my right arm because it's stronger and I just feel more comfortable that way. And she seems to like it better. But then I've got my keys in my right-hand pocket because that's where I would keep them normally. So it can be a little tricky. But what I do is I just hook it onto my belt loop using this thing and I can just reach down, hit the button, and you're good to go. But I just think this is a great idea for any parent, really, who's, you know, with your kid a lot. You could use, you know, like I said, the leash hook thing. I'll have a picture on the website to give you a better idea of what I'm talking about because I don't feel like I'm explaining it very well. Or one of those, like, carabiners for climbing. Anything along those lines that can clip to your belt is actually a great thing to have on your keys because it allows you to get to that button and open things up easier. It actually makes me wish that my front door had that kind of lock. Or something along those lines. Or if I had one of the ones where it's got like a string attached to it and you can actually pull the key part away, unlock it, and then it would go back. I think like janitors and cops have those sometimes. I feel like I've seen that on a show somewhere. So yeah, that's just a quick tip in the beginning of something that I've found incredibly useful that's a pretty mundane thing, but is also the kind of thing that I haven't really thought of suggesting to anybody when they become parents. But it's a great idea. Just anything that you can put on your keychains that can then clip to your belt loops, you're good to go. I wanted to talk a little bit about last week's episode. You know, it was kind of down, as you heard if you listened. And I feel a lot better. I actually felt a lot better because I recorded it, and then because recording it helped get some of my thoughts in order so that I could talk to, you know, my wife and my family a little bit more and kind of get a better idea of where I'm at. We haven't made too much progress in any one area. Our mailbox is starting to work again. I don't know why. I bought the wrong kind of lock at Lowe's to replace it. That made me really angry. I guess you got to go to the post office to get one or buy one online. But it's actually working again now, like really well. So I'm just going to keep an eye on it. The locks are only like $5. So it's not like it's a bank breaker. But if it's something I can avoid right now, I'm going to. Like I said, we still got to deal with the camera. Again, not a big deal. Just a lot of little things kind of piling up. I realized that our sink had a slight leak in it in the kitchen yesterday when I was going to clean the floor while Lucy slept and my wife ran errands. And it wasn't bad. I mean, I was able to clean it up and get rid of it. And it's not like it warped the wood or anything, but it's just another thing that I got to have looked at. I'm going to see if I can fix it because I think it's just like a gasket that needs replacing. But again, like, I'm not going to mess with anything too much because it's plumbing and I don't really know anything about plumbing. And then yesterday I went and did grocery shopping at night just because I knew we were really low on everything. We were pretty much out of fruit. Lucy lives on fruit for most of the day. So I went to the grocery store and, you know, I put my earbuds in. I'm not usually that guy. I don't usually have my earbuds in when I'm out in public, but I like going grocery shopping alone because it gives me some time just to kind of think and listen to my music. And, you know, I can listen to music with naughty words in it if I want to. It's not a big deal. So I'm listening to music and I'm doing well and buying all this stuff and no big deal. And then I get to check out and, you know, sometimes, especially when you go a little bit later, you bag your own groceries, which is fine. I was actually planning on doing it. And this woman who works there wound up coming over and bagging my groceries. And not only was she very slow at it, but she stuffed those bags like her life depended on it. And it's funny, my mother-in-law says that, you know, when she goes grocery shopping, she tries not to go to the aisles with teenage boys who are bagging because they tend to do that. They just stuff it full, while women tend to spread it out a little bit more. Now, I only had 4 bags on me and it wound up taking 4 bags, but, and we use these reusable bags that Hannaford sells. But I'm not like a crazy stickler about these things. So if we needed to use some plastic, it would have been fine. Instead, she packs 2 of these bags so heavy that I could only carry 2 of them together. Usually I can carry 4 and make pretty much everything in one trip. So I load the car up and I'm like, oh my God, what did she do this for? I'm mad because I can actually bag pretty well. It's a weird thing to brag about, but I can't. I'm a good bagger. I never did it, but I can do it pretty well. I'm lugging these bags back in and I come in and I'm trying not to make a lot of noise. But of course, as I get up to the stairs, one of the bags hits the recycling bin that we keep at the top of the stairs that has a top, but it's not on it because I don't usually put it on it. That flips over and goes down the stairs. But what was in there was a glass that got broken under our sink. No big deal. We weren't really going to use it anyway. So I put that in there. Well, that fell out. And as it went down every single step, it broke a little bit more and left a shard of glass. All right, great. So I've got to bring the bags in, put them in the kitchen. I've still got 2 more bags outside plus beer, and I'm thinking like, oh, okay. So I go down, I get the glass as much as I can, and my wife had come out. She's like, well, are you okay? What happened? Because it sounded like a cartoon. I'm like, ugh, coming up the stairs, and then poof, poof, and then like shattering glass and something falling down the stairs. She's like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, okay, I just want to make sure you didn't fall down the stairs. And then she went back in because Lucy hadn't fallen asleep yet. She had a really late nap. And even though she said she wanted to go to bed, she didn't really want to go to bed. And so it became this kind of whole evening battle. So I clean up the thing. I've got to vacuum the steps. That was one thing I was actually able to finish and get done. But it's just a lot of little things like that kind of going on. They're like, oh, okay, all right. We can keep knocking them off. No big deal. But it's frustrating with something like the lock where you think you got the right thing. Then you come home, you look at it. And I could tell just from looking at it that it's the right kind of thing, but it's not the exact right thing. And I don't know if you've got to have the very specific kind of lock. I don't know if it would even fit in the existing hole. It's all this annoying stuff that I just need to start knocking things off. So I got to look up the plumber thing today. And I actually vacuum the steps, which is the one thing that I almost never do when we clean up for like parent visits, because it's just such a pain lugging the vacuum up and down the steps. But I wanted to get any remaining glass shards, and there were a couple big ones and then a lot of little tiny ones, so I got that all taken care of. It feels really good to take care of just even one little thing when all these things are kind of building up. The other thing that I talked about last week was kind of feeling bad about income and that relating to wanting to buy a house, and again, talking about it helped. And then we also talked to this financial expert guy who's in the town that we want to move to, and he gave us the actual number that which we should be looking at. It was a bummer because we kind of were looking higher than we should have been, but it was good now to be on the right page. We know exactly where we can look, kind of what our target area is, and like what we can afford. And so that's good. I mean, it's better to be in the right frame of mind and kind of know what we can do, and then also kind of understand how we could build to maybe get a little bit more money in the bank. It's tough because, you know, we look at our budget. We don't really do a lot. I barely spend any money because I'm just here all the time. And, you know, my wife doesn't spend that much money. Mainly we buy stuff, you know, for Lucy because she's always growing and needs more clothes. But it'll be nice to eventually be at a place, and I don't know how or when this will happen, but where you can just kind of not worry about this stuff as much. And I know it'll be tricky once we get in a house. There's going to be all kinds of extra worries and things to deal with, and even more little things because you got to take care of every little bit. But I'm still looking forward to that challenge because it'll be my challenge. It'll be our challenge. It'll be our things that we need to fix. Anyway, enough of that junk. As I also mentioned in last episode, Lucy's been enjoying her bed. Last night, she took forever to fall asleep. And my wife was, you know, she had to go to bed. And so they were trying to lay down together in the bed and fall asleep. And eventually, Lucy just came out here and sat with me. So we just sat here for a little while, watching a little TV. And I mean, obviously it's not optimal. It's not something that I want to happen all the time. But every now and then it's okay. And I could tell she was getting sleepy. And sometimes you just got to wait her out. Because if you try real hard to get her to fall asleep, she like kicks in that spare tank that she's got and will run even longer. And at a certain point, she's going to get a second wind altogether, and then you're kind of screwed for nap time. So she was out here with me hanging out, and we're, you know, relaxing, and I'm just trying to keep it chill so she'll fall asleep. But she winds up not falling asleep, and I'm like, look, I'm falling asleep out here. Let's go to bed. So we do go to bed, but she's real restless, and I think she likes coming towards me. I don't know if it's because I'm warmer or what, but, like, she was all up in my grill last night, like, all over me. Not even, like, cuddling, but just kind of, like, in my space. And it's hard to sleep, and I was kind of sore from the night before. I must have slept funny. And then I had this, like, stomach thing that went down at about 5 in the morning, 5:30. So I was up a little bit on and off then, between then and, like, 7:30. So it was kind of a crazy night. And today, I don't know if you can tell, I'm, like, congested weirdly. I don't know why I'm sneezing and blowing my nose so much. But this seems to happen a lot, and I'm not sure what it could be. It doesn't feel like allergies, because I used to have fairly bad allergies, and it's not that same feeling. I guess it could be a different kind of allergy. But it's just weird to have this thing that kind of comes up on a fairly regular basis that isn't that annoying. It's not that big of a deal, but just, you know, blowing your nose constantly added to the body aches, added to all the other stuff. I didn't shower yesterday, so my scalp was acting up. This morning was just kind of tough, and I was just kind of foggy and trying to get everything done. And I'm feeling better this afternoon, just kind of trying to kick it into gear and get some stuff done. I don't know if I've done this in a while, but I've got a couple fun little What's New with Lou entries to talk about. One thing that she's been doing that I absolutely love is when you hand her something or give her some of the food that she wants or asked for, she'll say, "Oh, thank you, Dad. Ooh, the best." And it took me a couple, you know, beats to understand what she was saying, but what's more adorable than being told you're the best? And I don't know if that's something that I say to her and she kind of parroted it back, or if it's something she saw on TV, but I am all for that kind of flattery because it will get you everywhere. Plus, it's just cute. She also will put some things on, like, her head that look kind of like a crown because she watches Sophia the First on Disney, and she'll be like, "Your Majesty." And that was another thing where I didn't quite understand what she was saying at first, but it's been great to hear her do that. That's less often. She's gotten a lot better with swimming. My wife has been the one that keeps taking her to the classes. I only went to the one that didn't work out very well. But I guess in each subsequent one, she's done a lot better. And then I think this week's is the last one, or maybe there's two more. And, you know, she's one of the only kids there that's going underwater and enjoying it. We were actually at a friend's barbecue on Saturday, and they had one of those, like, 3-foot pools that's kind of collapsible or whatever. And as soon as Lou saw that and saw some of the other kids going in, she wanted to go in. But my wife and I didn't really want to go swimming. Since it was small enough, we just kind of put her in. And there was an adult in the pool who was kind of watching out for her. But, I mean, this thing's not very big. And she was, like, you know, it was up to her neck. But she was still, like, bobbing around and, like, enjoying it and kind of walking into the middle a little bit, which was kind of giving us a little bit of a conniption. So we got her out eventually because she was done. But, yeah, she's digging the water. We're going to my in-law's house this weekend. And I'm excited to see how she does in their pool, because it's been a while since I've seen her in a pool, and I think she's really kind of getting into it, which is a lot of fun to see. Something else that she's getting into a lot, or has been for a while, is playing with our old cell phones. Now, you know those bags that you can get where you can send off your phone and donate them? Well, we have those, but we've never really filled them up. So we have random old cell phones in different drawers, and so she would kind of like go through it, find one, and bring it out. And so there's one flip phone, there's the stupid smartphones that we had, which were basically flip phones that didn't really do much else, from Verizon, with where you like flip it and there's a keypad. And then my wife has some red phone that she really likes playing with. And it's funny because she'll flip it open and be like, "Hello? Mm-hmm. Okay, bye." and hang up. And it's so cute because she'll just do that over and over again. Last night, my wife flipped it open and pretended that she was talking to Superman because Lucy and I were watching Scooby-Doo Saturday morning. And for some reason, she got it in her head that the evil knight that was, you know, causing trouble on the show was Superman. I mean, he's gray and had like a little bit of red on him. And she knows what Superman looks like. And she kept calling him Superman. I think she was doing it just to get a rise out of me. And I was like, that is not Superman. You can't talk to Superman that way. And so she was like, ha ha ha, Superman. And so Em did this thing with her last night. And then when we were sitting here even later, just her and I, when she was awake, she kept handing me her phone and being like, Superman. And she's all like tired and kind of groggy. And I'm like, do you want to talk to Superman? No, 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 no. Daddy, you talk to Superman. And so I kind of called and did a little bit of the same shtick. And then I was like, do you want me to say hi to Lucy, Superman? She goes, no, 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 no. So it's so fun. I don't know why she was not wanting to talk to Superman or then Spider-Man or Batman afterwards. But it was just a funny little thing that she's been doing. And even though none of these cell phones work or do anything, their batteries don't even have any juice in them as far as we know. It's funny how she just like has them all around and a couple just regular toy phones. And she just loves playing with them and picking them up and doing these fake calls. And, you know, that same pattern over and over again that I mentioned of hello. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye. I guess that's how I do phone calls. I don't know. I know that's how I used to, but I don't really get that many phone calls that she hears aside from interviews that she talks through. So I don't know where that exactly came from, but it's pretty cute. Speaking of Scooby-Doo, we can get into a little bit of TV talk. We haven't had that much change in standard operating procedure around here, except for she's shifted more back towards television than watching movies. So we do Sesame Street or Mickey Mouse or Octonauts in the morning, whatever's on, and then to Disney for a long stretch pretty much. And then she's actually been wanting to watch Road Rally on Netflix lately, which is cool. But like I said, on Saturday, we were up and my wife was taking a nap. And we watched Scooby-Doo, and the first two episodes were old-school episodes. And I was like, oh, I wonder if she'll like this. Because you always wonder, like, if kids will like old things. I did when I was a kid, and you almost kind of assume now that, like, old equals dumb with kids. But, I mean, she's only two, so she doesn't have that concept yet. And hopefully I can teach her that, you know, it's cool to kind of know about this other stuff, too. Aside from what's, you know, coming at you every day on TV and the internet now, because we're such content generators, says the podcaster / blogger. But yeah, she really got into it, and she kept calling Scooby Silly Doggy. And so that's what she called the show. When the one ended and the next came on, she's like, ooh, Silly Doggy, Silly Doggy. So that was pretty cute. I think she also got Daphne's name just from watching the show, and that was pretty funny. But aside from that, no real changes. Like I said, the movies have been in less of a rotation. She's going more for like classic Disney now, as opposed to something like Wreck-It Ralph, although that's still pretty much probably one of the favorites. But like last week we watched, you know, Peter Pan, Cinderella, Snow White, pretty much all classic old school animation. And I'm trying to keep those to just one a day because I'd like to set that up as a standard early on, something that I can refer to later, like I'm a lawyer if I need to, and be like, look, we've always just watched it once a day. That's it. And then at about 7, it's like mommy and daddy TV time, so she kind of understands that, though she's not always super excited about it. Like when we switch over from Disney Channel to Jeopardy at 7 o'clock, sometimes it's like, oh, but she does know what Jeopardy is. She saw the app for the game on my phone and she'll like put it on. She doesn't know what to do with it once it's on, but she goes, Jeopardy, Jeopardy. So she kind of gets the idea that we then like watch our stuff. And I think I mentioned before that she's kind of into that 70s show, which we've been watching here and there. She watched a few random things on Netflix today after Road Rally because it does that thing where, like, once it ends and it goes through the credits, three things pop up to suggest, you know, if you want to watch this. And one of them was a cartoon featuring Violet, the toy dog that we have that I've talked about and that we've bought for several people, you know, for their kids, because you can program it to say their names and sing different songs and you can put in their favorite foods and colors and all this stuff. It's a great toy. So this thing had Violet, which is the purple, I think, girl dog, and then Scout, which is the green boy dog. And I wasn't really paying attention to it, but she got into it. And she also watched something that was like Fisher-Price, I think, and it had a lot of their toys worked in. So, I mean, it's basically a big commercial, but she was getting a kick out of it. I don't know if that's going to be the kind of thing that she asked for or what, because she didn't, I don't even know what it's called. But I'm sure we could find it if we need to. I've been thinking that I kind of get a little bit negative on these podcasts, maybe, or a little bit down. Talk about the negative things, the bad things. And I don't want that to be the sole focus. This is definitely something that I use to get things off my chest, to kind of get out there in the world. And it's also something that I hope other people can relate to and at least know that somebody else out there is going through something similar. But at the same time, I'm not like a super depressed person. I like to have fun. So I just want to throw a little something out there. Going to give it a shot, see how it goes. I enjoy beer quite a bit. I'm sure a lot of you do too. I usually have one while I podcast. It helps me loosen up a little bit and avoid saying so much, which I do go through and cut out, except for that one right there because it's intentional. And I mentioned bringing in the beer with the groceries and everything last night when I came home. I tried a new 12-pack. I love variety in pretty much everything. When I buy tea, I buy the sampler pack. If there is a sampler pack available for something, I will probably buy it, unless I really, really, really like something. But for the most part, my appreciation for variety will override my appreciation for a single thing. This week, I saw that the Brooklyn Brewery had a 12-pack sampler that was a little bit cheaper than it normally is, so I decided to give it a shot. I'm in New York. I see Brooklyn Brewery stuff all the time. I haven't had a chance to go through the full cycle. I think there's four different beers in there, but I have had their lager and their pilsner, and the lager is really good. It's actually got almost like an IPA feel to it.
Do you have a podcast?
Mm-hmm, podcast. Can you say hi? Can you say hi to the microphone? As you can hear, I'm being joined by my sometimes co-host, Lucy. She woke up from her nap and wanted to come out. I think she just wanted to be part of the end of the show. So, as I was saying, Brooklyn Brewery, their lager is great. It's got a kick to it. It's got a little bit more bite to it. I like bitter beers. I like IPAs, pale ales, those kinds of things. I used to really be into the sweet stuff, the Hefeweizens and all that. And I still like I still like Hefeweizen sometimes, but like some of the really sweet stuff I just can't handle anymore. But this is a good one. I did have their Pilsner, and their Pilsner is kind of bland. It just doesn't do much. But their lager is great. I'm looking forward to getting into the IPA and some of the other things. So that's a little bit of beer talk. I'm also a big fan of like Magic Hat stuff and
Daddy Beer.
Yeah, and Saranac and a few other things. And I'm still a gigantic fan of just like a good batch of Coors Light on a hot day. Like, one of the things that I'm looking forward to most about having a house, in addition to just the general freedom and all that that will come with it, is being able to sit out on some sort of
Daddy, a TV.
Okay. Some sort of porch-like object outside in a chair that I own in a yard that's mine and drink a couple Coors Lights. That is an awesome idea for me. So that's something I'm looking forward to. I'm also looking forward to getting into more of this Brooklyn Brewery beer, and I will keep you posted on how that goes. I used to blog about beer a little bit, and at that time I didn't feel like I really understood terminology and all that. I still don't, but it's fun to talk about this stuff. Lucy waking up actually reminded me of something pretty gigantic that happened that I completely forgot to talk about because it was fairly early last week. Now, sometimes she will run around with no diaper on. That just happens. I walk around in like just shorts sometimes because it gets hot in here. It's just more comfortable that way. She wants to do the same thing, no big deal. But sometimes she likes to not wear a diaper. We try to put underwear on her. She doesn't want to do that. And I was like, all right, if you've got to go potty, you let me know. I went in and I set up the ladder potty in the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, let me know if you have to go to the bathroom or anything like that. And she'd been pretty good, you know, that week about letting me know or coming over and being like, hey, diaper, diaper, diaper. Do you want to sit on the potty? No, I want a diaper. Okay, so we're getting closer to potty training, which is awesome. But this one day, we were sitting here. You went potty, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I used the potty, Elmo.
You did use the potty like Elmo.
Yeah, Dad.
You want to come over here and talk about it? Okay, come here. So I'm sitting here doing work on the couch, and she walks in and she goes, I used the potty. And I was like, really? Because every now and then she'll
Daddy, I used the potty. I like a
You use the potty like baby bear, yeah, huh? Yeah. Come here.
It's like a Zoe a potty.
Like Zoe? Mm-hmm. She's referring to the Elmo potty video, which we watch a lot. You like
Elmo potty.
Elmo potty.
Elmo potty a
watch. You wanna watch it now? Okay, can I wait just a minute and finish this? Can you go get the DVD for me, and I'll put it in? Okay, awesome. So she comes in, says, I use the potty. And I'm like, really? Did you really? Because sometimes she'll just say stuff. And so I went in the bathroom, and lo and behold, she had gone poopy in the potty all by herself. She climbed up the potty. She went down. She used it. And then she came out. I had to wipe her while she was kind of on the move. But luckily, nothing got number two'd. And so I was really excited, and then later on that day, she peed on the couch and the floor a little bit, and it's happened a few times like that where she hasn't had quite the same control. So anyway, I was very proud of her. It was one gigantic step forward, maybe a few tiny ones back, but look at all this stuff. She's looking at the Just Dance Disney Kinect game, but I don't have the Kinect hooked up anymore. Okay, so I'm all potties on. So yeah, I was really excited. It hasn't really happened since then, but every little step is a good one. I think that's about all we've had as far as like big news goes, which is going to bring me into the Pop Papa Seal of Approval, which goes to something called a Board Book Albums. Now these are books, kind of like the ones you get for your kids with the really thick cardboard pages, but what you can do with these is slide in photographs of yourself. Now, I know you can also get, you know, like, books printed on sites like Shutterfly and that kind of thing, and those are great. What we did with these, my wife found these and got a good deal on them. We've got two of them. And then, go ahead. Is it the baby book? That's you. So we used Shutterfly or one of these websites and got a bunch of prints printed off because, you know, we've got some photos around the house. And of course, things are on our phones and on our cameras and on our computers. But it's nice also to have some reference for her. So we've got pictures in there. My wife got it all together yesterday of, you know, her with things that she enjoys and also her with family members and characters that we saw when we went to Disney World and Sesame Place. Who's in that picture? That's Grammy and Nana. Yeah. Who else? And the nice thing about these is that they're thick like a normal book.
Yuck, yuck.
Yeah, you're eating cake.
Cake.
Mickey. Mickey cake.
Look at a giant car.
Was that at the fair?
No, a car. A fair.
The car was at the fair, huh? So she can go through this and not only see her relatives.
That's a sheep.
That's a sheep, yeah, good job. But also, hopefully.
Grammy and Papa.
Grammy and Papa, mm-hmm. And hopefully relive memories.
Who's that?
Who's that? That's Mommy.
Yeah.
Who's that?
No, we're a baby.
Who's that?
A Stitch.
Stitch, yeah, from Lilo and Stitch.
Look.
Who's that guy? It? Who's that guy?
A daddy.
That's daddy.
Who's that?
Who's that?
A blanket.
Who's in the blanket?
I know what it is. That's
Lucy. I'm holding Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Mommy, a purse.
Yep, Mommy's got a purse.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in the? Let's see who else. What's on this page? Yeah, you were Goofy. Who are you with in this picture?
Abby.
Yeah. That was fun, huh? And who's that?
I just said
Sweet Pea.
Yeah, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Who is that?
Milo.
Dad.
Ha, are you
what
quizzing me?
That?
That's you, silly.
Yeah, Dad.
I'm pretty sure I know who you are by now.
Dad. Look at wand, Abby.
That's Abby's wand. Yeah, who's on this page? Sesame Street. Mm-hmm.
Elmo, what do you
Elmo's
do?
Elmo's right there.
Yeah, I what do you?
Yes, ma'am.
Cookie, Jimmy.
Yeah. And that's your Elmo cake.
Yep.
Who's on this page? Oh, that's Lucy.
Lucy, a bit.
You hit the water.
Butt.
That's another baby's butt. Yep.
A Mickey.
Yep, that's your Mickey dress that mommy made you.
Like a umbrella.
An umbrella. Mm-hmm.
Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy, Purp, Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Zipper.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
That's what you keep your snacks in.
No, it's gonna see you.
Cereal. We put fishies in it too sometimes.
Who's that?
That's your water.
Yeah.
So as you can see, she really enjoys kind of looking through this book and kind of pointing things out. And they're her things in
Daddy,
pictures.
No, Daddy, come out.
Okay, I'm here. And different things that she knows from her life and people.
No, Daddy, come out.
Look at, who's that?
I'm sleeping.
You're sleeping, huh? Yeah.
I'm sleeping. You go away for your baby.
Mm-hmm. And this book has pictures that we took with...
Look at beer.
Yeah, that's a beer. With our different...
Mommy beer, look.
Yeah, look at that. Pictures that we've taken with all different cameras, including our iPhones, have come out really well on here. Something that I was surprised by.
Come on.
We've got another one of these books that we've ready to fill. Of course, you've got to take landscape photos. Unless you want the entire thing to be like an up-down flipbook, which I guess would work. But so just for being like a really cool idea and kind of a cheaper, more economical version of the photo books that you can buy, the Board Book Albums LLC album books get the Pop Papa
Daddy,
seal
Daddy,
of approval.
Stop!
Stop podcasting?
No, I didn't do it.
This week's Pop Papa of the Week has been suggested by my lovely daughter, Lucy, and it is Elmo's dad, as seen in the DVD, Elmo Potty Time. Elmo's dad is super nice in this. He looks a little different than he does in some of the episodes that you see from time to time, but he is very nice about potty training. He reminds kids that even if you get it, you know, once, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have it forever. You'll kind of figure it out as you go, and it takes time, and that's okay. And that's actually an important lesson that I think the parents need to remember, too, because like me, that one day when she went on the potty by herself, I was like, oh man, this is it. We're done. This is good, good, good. Not going to change any more diapers. Awesome. Of course, that's not how it goes down. They go forward and backwards and figure things out and then forget them and then figure them out again and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, there's lessons for us parents in these things for children as well. And that is one that I kind of learned that day when I almost got peed on the couch. So for being kind of an open dude and a helpful guy for both kids and parents, Elmo's dad gets the Pop Pop of the Week. Gang, that is all for me this week. Lucy's watching her movie, and I think she wants to turn the sound on so she can actually hear it. Am I right? Total silence. Awesome. You goober. So, I'm going to sign off. If you want to read show notes for this episode, head to poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. Over there you will find, as I talked about in the beginning of the episode, the photo diaries, which are always fun. I think I'll be caught up fairly soon. As well as that list that I am mentally working on of five to ten things every parent should have, based on my thoughts and feelings. You can also head on over to United Monkey, that's MONKEE.com. That is where I talk about movies and TV, comic books, and all that kind of stuff. I'm also over at MonkeyingAroundTheKitchen.com, where I write about the food that I've eaten and the food that I've made. And there's a lot of good recipes on there. I'm especially getting into stuff that doesn't require a lot of heat, which is good, especially if it's hot where you are, like it is where I am. And of course, I am on Twitter at PapaDeitch, PapaDeitsch. If you need more of me than that, you're going to just have to come over, I guess. And if you do, bring some beer. All right, have a good one.